Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Iran threats watch and pray update. A question many are asking is why there have been no sleeper cell attacks on U.S. soil. Well, thank God. I think it's a good idea, nevertheless, to keep our eye on this. There have been attempts, which, thank God, have been foiled. Update on the war against the Shia occupiers of Iran. When the Senate gets it right, give honor to whom honor is the biblical rule, and the U.S. Senate rejected a bid to rein in Trump's authority over the Iran war. The Save America Act, however, continues to stall in the Senate. Why? What is the real reason Thune refuses to do what needs to be done and yield to the will of 80% of the American voters? Consent of the governed? Is it government of, by, and for the people? Or are they working to protect the government? Or are they appointed to protect the governed? Franklin's advice would be good for us to take now, and if I have time, we'll look at the phony Fauci clown show on the Hill this week, communism's rise in the Democratic Party, so-called Democratic Party, the migrant invasion of Spain and why that matters. Whatever I can't get to on the Brain Massage Radio podcast, I'll cover Saturday night during the Brain Massage Live, episode number 1113, live streamed on Rumble, Facebook, both the church and my personal page. And another page we call Bridging the Gap, LinkedIn, and X. And we'll be adding some more soon. It is time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Iran threats, watch and pray update. A question many are asking is why there have been no sleeper cell attacks on U.S. soil. I think it's a good idea to keep our eye on this. There have been attempts, which, thank God, have been foiled. Now, here's what we know about attempts. Kataib Hezbollah plot against Jewish targets in May of 2026. And the status right now is criminal charges have been filed. The U.S. Department of Justice announced the arrest of Mohammed Bakr Saad Dawood al-Saadi, an Iraqi national and alleged senior operative in the Iran-backed militia Kataib Hezbollah, which the U.S. designates as a foreign terrorist organization. Prosecutors allege he, one, planned attacks against a synagogue in New York City, two, planned attacks against Jewish centers in Los Angeles and Scottsdale, I guess that's in Arizona, three, supplied photographs, maps, and operational guidance, and then four, believed he was working with a Mexican cartel member who was actually an undercover law enforcement officer. Well. The DOJ also alleges he was involved in nearly 20 attacks or attempted attacks in Europe and in the United States on behalf of Kataib Hezbollah and Iran's Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, the army tasked to protect the Shia Muslim occupiers of Iran. These are allegations contained in the criminal complaint and remain to be proved in court, of course. You got to say that, you know, because we're Americans. That's what we believe. Two men representing ISIS, Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, by the way, attempted to detonate improvised explosive devices in Manhattan, New York, outside Gracie Mansion, the governor's mansion. Police described it as ISIS-inspired terrorism, quote unquote. The devices failed to detonate. In case you are interested, here is a dossier chronicling the Shia occupiers of Iran's assault on Western civilization since 1979 to the present. It's in my notes, linked here. The latest are reports of threats against the U.S. president. In May, as I mentioned earlier, al-Saidi Kataib has been arrested on allegations of Hezbollah operations involving attacks and attempted attacks on U.S. soil on behalf of the IRGC. In March, we had a murder-for-hire attempt called the Asif Merchant Plot. And the list continues, documenting repeated attacks or planned attacks by the Shia Muslims occupiers of Iran. I prefer to put it that way, if you don't mind. Connected terrorists since 1980. Now, the list should include the attack on our embassy in Iran in 1979. Technically, it wasn't American soil, so, but anyway. During the Biden administration open border policy, more than 1,750 Iranian nationals were intercepted and arrested at our border. Hundreds were released pending court appearance. A March 11, 2026 Washington Times article titled, quote, "How Real is the Threat of Iranian Sleeper Cells in the U.S.?" end quote. We are told, quote, "Federal officials are warning law enforcement agencies to remain alert after an encrypted broadcast tied to Iran's regime raised concerns about a possible activation signal for covert operations abroad," end quote. The Washington Times AI News Desk reported, quote, "A Department of Homeland Security assessment previously concluded that Iran remains a major state sponsor of terrorism and continues efforts to build surrogate networks that could target individuals or interests in the United States," end quote. All of this, by the way, is documented in my notes. As always, I encourage you to be prepared with food supplies that will carry you through at least 3 months of disruption of access to food sources. Get some alternate forms of transportation. Get a bike or two. And get armed with sufficient ammo to reasonably protect yourself and your family. Get a sun-powered generator to keep your refrigeration going. All these sorts of, take care of yourself here. Be the ant that plans ahead. Remember, Jesus said that while he is gone, you will need to take care of some things with regard to security and provision. You have to take responsibility for doing these things with his blessing and provision, of course. But listen to what Jesus counseled on this matter. In Luke 22, 35 through 38, the Bible says, "And he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. Then said he unto them, but now, he that hath a purse, let him take it. Now likewise his scrip," that's money, and purse is a wallet to hold it in. "And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say unto you that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, it is enough." All right. So get at least two. Anyway, update on the war against the Shia occupiers of Iran. When the Senate gets it right, give honor to whom honor is due. That's the biblical rule. And the U.S. Senate lately rejected a bid to rein in Trump's authority over the Iran war. Trump says drones hitting Iran's neighborhoods have loosened their tongues a little. Okay, well, that is a characterization. I talked last night during Brain Massage Live, the Thursday episode. That was number 1112, by the way. I talked about the difference between accurate description and honest characterization. A characterization can be a logical and reasonable inference drawn from a description, but the legitimacy of the characterization is how closely it aligns with the authority of the description. You get by that what I'm saying here? So what I offered was a characterization based on the statement Trump made on July 27, 2026 at 2:46 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. You catch that? 2:46 a.m.? Yeah. Referenced here, by the way, in my notes. And you can get my notes by going to brainmassage.net. Find the episode you're interested in. Click. When you get in there, you'll see a place where you can get access to my show notes, which are thoroughly documented. Trump reported that there are people, referring to the current Iraniac regime, that they've asked for the bombing to stop. They want to talk. And they said, we're having good talks. And our president said, so we'll see what happens. And he pulled back, saying that this, if this works out, that's good. If not, yeah, we'll go back to what we've been doing for the last few days. He was asked about how much patience he had left. Trump was the most patient man I've ever seen in politics. I mean, other than my dad. He wasn't in politics, but my dad was an amazingly patient individual. It's incredible. I mean, we're talking Job-like patience in some regards. It was amazing. Trump said he has plenty of patience, and he certainly has more than I do. Personally, I think Trump knows these people are playing around with him, delaying with us, all of us, trying to run out the clock in the hopes that November midterms will turn the Congress and Senate fully over to the power of those who hate Trump, the Trump haters. But like every other plan these devils have used to stop the American people from rising up and taking this republic back under God and in service to the governed, well, let's pray. This too will backfire on them, and let it stoke the fury of the MAGA movement to overwhelm the remaining strongholds of Satan in this country and break us free from these oppressors and haters of our freedom and liberty. You want to know who hates freedom and liberty? Jesus said, it's the truth that shall make you free. And he said, where the Spirit of Christ is, there is liberty. It's the Antichrist haters of the declaration that Christ is King, and haters and perverters of the truth. These are the people who hate freedom and liberty and fight and war against it daily. Who are these people running into the arms of dictatorship, communism, the haters of truth and the haters of Christ? Anyway, more good news. Hamas confirmed Friday, July 31st, 2026, that it will disarm in a potential breakthrough for ending the war in Gaza. Well, hallelujah for that. All right, my friends, you hold on through the break, and we'll be right back. I appreciate all of you who joined me here on the Brain Massage Show. If you enjoy the show and find it helpful, please consider supporting our effort. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, you can be a great encouragement and help to our cause. Go to brainmassage.net and make a one-time donation or set up a monthly gift of whatever amount appropriately fits your budget, what you can do. And it shows your appreciation for the program.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. The Save America Act continues to stall in the Senate. Why? What is the real reason Thune refuses to do what needs to be done to yield to the will of 80% of the American voters? And there are paths he could take. He just refuses to do it. The House passed it again. They passed it on April 10, 2025, again on February 11, 2026, and again in this month. But Thune and his fellow aristos arrogantly defy the will of we the people. Now, there are ways to address this, but he refuses to employ them. And that can only be for one reason. The Senate aristocrats imagine themselves to be the protectors of the government and not the governed. We must send them a strong, unambiguous, and clear message that in America, the government works for the governed. The central issue in this debate is on the question, does the governed work for the government or does the government work for the governed? Nothing is more obvious than that these senators believe their job is to protect the government from the governed. Susan Collins, Mitch McConnell, Lisa Murkowski, Tom Tillis. And by the way, I think this was perhaps, in my opinion, probably got together and talked about with Thune because he really doesn't want this to pass. I don't believe him for a minute. I think the guy's a deep state thug. It's my opinion. Taken from his actions. I believe he sees himself the same way McConnell saw himself before him, as the great protector of the Senate and servant to the, well, deep state, servant to the globalist agenda. I think these guys, these aristos, I think they see themselves as protectors of the Senate. It's for them, we the Senate, not we the people. I'm just saying. Looks that way to me. Looks like they believe they've got to protect the government, their hold of it anyway, against the great unwashed MAGA movement. They think themselves above us, above the governed. He has been shown a clear path to pass the Save America Act and hides behind these four senators willing to take the political heat to cover for him, I guess. I don't know, because their positions are, what, safe from we the people? I wonder how so. I think these four traitors against the fundamental principle of our republic, the consent of the governed, are protected by the same system used by the Democrats to rob the governed of a responsive government. 80% of the American people have said they want voter ID and they want proof of citizenship to register. You better get the job done here. It's up to the MAGA senators and MAGA patriots to stoke the fire that will burn these traitors out of office. Speaking metaphorically, don't forget Thune, Murkowski, McConnell. And where is that guy, by the way? Pulling another Biden and Bader trick on us. Remember that? And then there is Tom Tillis. This gang is protecting the government from the governed. And they are especially dedicated to defeating the MAGA principle objective. Make America great again. By turning the power of the government back into the control of the governed. And that requires free and fair elections. Pass the Save America Act now. What's that? No, please, say again. I agree that most of the Republican senators want the Save America Act passed, but I don't agree that Thune does. I don't think he's one of them. In fact, you want another bit of strong evidence that what I'm saying about these Aristo senators is true? Check out the Anti-Weaponization Act. You know what that act does? It provides a fund to give relief to those who've been abused by the weaponization of government. It protects the governed from the government. There's that theme again. It's like anything that protects the governed from the government, these guys are against. These jokers have to at least look conservative while they attempt to elevate the Senate above the people, to bring the governed under the government. These wicked devils don't even want to provide to Americans damaged, truly damaged and hurt. Some are wiped out by the weaponization of our government against them. What do these devils have planned for us? Boy, we better wake up and take care of this business. Why would they not represent the people victimized by government and instead represent the government against those they victimize? Man, this thing's flipped upside down, friend. These are not the majority of the senators. I know that. But it's enough without using the filibuster the way it was designed to be used. Make these jokers stand up and keep it going until it gets resolved one way or the other. That's the way this filibuster thing is supposed to work. These scoundrels make up these rules to defeat the principles of governance of, by, and for the people. This has got to stop. They're using it now to stop the MAGA movement. November 2026 will be our opportunity to raise our voice to a roar. Give us free and fair elections or else you are fired. Make it clear. It's time to get angry and sin not. Bible says be angry and sin not. Doesn't say don't get angry. Some situations, the only right response to them is with anger. Holy indignation, calling all MAGA patriots, it's time to rise up and overwhelm these foul devils taking power we gave them and then turning it against us to serve themselves and to protect their power. Can you imagine any American patriot protecting the government from the governed? That's what dictators do. That's what the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps does. It protects that regime against the governed they oppress. You want to empower a spirit that would kill Americans in the streets if they perceive them to be a threat to their power? We the people are the power. Trump gets it. MAGA patriots get it. Thune, Tillis, Cornyn, Cassidy, Murkowski, Collins, McConnell. All the Dems, they don't get it. They want to shove their elitist, arrogant presumption of power on us to bring us under their heels. Well, show them. Show them the power of the people. Resist these devils. Submit to God and resist these devils. Remember what Jefferson taught us. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Get in there and start wrestling against these wicked principalities, powers, and against these rulers of darkness in this world and the spiritual wickedness in high places, and quit assisting them by passively yielding to this nonsense. Don't give place to the devil, not one inch. Stand. And if you think you can do this without God, listen to Benjamin Franklin. I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men, and if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this. And I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. Wow, there's a whole lot of Bible in that statement. He quoted David and his prophesied son. He quoted Moses out of the book of Genesis. Look, Jesus is the Christ, the son of David, son of God. And he was referencing the Bible. In this statement, the Bible is embedded into every support of our freedoms and liberties in this country. It is the bedrock upon which this nation stands, and separated from it, this nation will surely fall. Here is what it says about a nation that forgets God. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Psalm 9:17, friend, all it takes is forgetting. David had written this by the Spirit in Psalm 9:17, and he also wrote this one by the Spirit of God. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. 2 Samuel 23:3. And Moses said by the Spirit of God, when you pick rulers, pick those whom the Lord thy God shall choose. Deuteronomy 17:14-20. Because if you don't, you're going to be ruled by fools, selfish, arrogant tyrants who will take away your liberties and your livelihood. Ask the immigrant merchants in New York who are being put out of business by that wicked communist Muslim Mamdani and his state-owned grocery stores. My friend, listen, I remember the early days of visiting Russia back in the early 90s. The wall had only recently been brought down there in Berlin, and the communist country looked like a war zone. The people would line up in these long lines waiting to get into the store just to get a loaf of bread. I remember more than once asking my translator, who would guide me about town and so on and help me out with things, what's going on? What's with all these lines? And they looked at me like they were surprised I asked the question. I said, no, really, what does this mean? And they told me that they're lining up for bread. I said, well, why aren't they moving through? Because there's no bread. Why are they staying in line? Because there's no place else to get bread. I'm not kidding you, folks. I saw that with my own eyes. I remember sitting at a table with a family who had hosted me and putting tomatoes on my plate and no tomatoes on any of their plates. And I said, oh, you guys don't like tomatoes? Oh, no, we love tomatoes. Well, why am I the only one with tomatoes? I said, well, and they were a little bit embarrassed, but they said, my wife had to walk, I don't know, to another village and where she heard there might be some tomatoes because we learned that you like them. And so, because they asked me the kinds of things I like. And so they went, and she did that way early in the morning. I mean, like it was still dark when she went out there. She comes back with the tomatoes. They put them on my plate, not their own, because they wanted to make sure I had all the tomatoes I wanted. That's communism for you, you crazy people. That's what it gives you. I sat there and I said, I'm not eating these unless you eat them with me. They were very, very reluctant, but they did finally concede, and we all enjoyed those tomatoes. I remember once walking into a grocery store in Russia during that time, and I was amazed. There was no food anywhere. But people were milling about everywhere. They looked like corpses just walking around. It was terrible. Well, I'm filming this because I want to take it home and tell people what communism is all about and what it did to this country. And I had compassionate intentions. I had no no intent of mocking anybody, but this old babushka, they call him, an old Russian lady, came up and screaming at me and yelling at me and pointing at me and crying and weeping. And I put the camera down. I looked at my translator. He said, no, don't film. Don't film. She's saying that you've come to shame and to reproach the people. I said, assure her that is not true, but I will not film anymore. Is that what you want, America? If the government wanted to help the governed, they would not encourage fraud to rape the funds they steal from the people under the pretense of helping the poor. That's not what these people are about. Believe me, friend, that's not what they're about. They are about subjugating the governed under the government's heel. And the poorer we are, the easier it is for them to control us. They hate the poor, and they give nothing to their relief except what they have stolen first from you, the hardworking American middle class. Wicked rulers like Ma'am Danny, like AOC, and the rest of them, who drove away jobs for the people there in her district, by the way. Pelosi, who uses her fake compassion for the poor as a cover for her own selfish use of her power to enrich herself. Liars, cheats, and thieves. The reason they don't want you to have safe and secure elections is they have no intention of honoring the principle, the foundational principle of our republic. We are governed by the consent, not of the government. We're governed by the consent of the governed. It's the consent of the governed, friends, and they're against it. They want you living under the power of their consent. Stop it now or lose your liberty. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Again, brainmassage.net. It's two S's in the word massage, by the way. Find the contact us button, fill in the form there, and send me a message. Let me hear from you. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Dial 1-805-314-2114. Again, that number is 1-805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church. I appreciate all of you who join me here on the Brain Massage Show. If you enjoy the show and find it helpful, please consider supporting our effort. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, you can be a great encouragement and help to our cause. Go to brainmassage.net and make a one-time donation or set up a monthly gift of whatever amount appropriately fits your budget, what you can do, and it shows your appreciation for the program.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.